Air check. Makeup. Checkity check. All that's left is the outfits. I couldn't decide between these two earlier. Do you think I should go with the black one or maybe the purple one? The black one's a little bit tighter, but it's also a little bit longer. Meanwhile, the purple tends to be a bit more flowy. But then it also stops about halfway down my thigh. And I know how much you love seeing my tattoos. I'm just worried that that one, it's going to be a little bit too much for where we're going tonight. Like, I like when people stare at me, but I don't want all eyes on me. What do you think? Oh my God, really? I was feeling that one too. Good choice, baby. Give me a second to put it on and we're good to go. Taking off your t-shirts, I suddenly feel a pair of eyes glued to my body. Like what you see, love. You know the rules. You don't get to touch without permission. If you keep distracting me like this, we're going to end up missing the meal. I know you don't have the best self-control, so go ahead. Look all you want. Just remember, you can't touch. The second I feel more than a pair of eyes on me, that's the second we are no longer going to dinner and you are getting punished. You don't want that, right, dear? Looking at me with such a defiant expression as you take one of my breasts in each of your hands. Small enough that I don't really need a bra. You feel the piercings underneath your hands starting to warm up. What a naughty boy. You know this is going to get you punished, right? Just couldn't help yourself. You saw my breasts and had to feel them for yourself. It's not enough to just stare and appreciate. Rules be damned. But I can't let this behavior keep going. It's going to start giving you the wrong idea. If I weren't to punish you for this, you would think it's okay to start breaking more of the rules. You might start touching yourself without permission, or even worse, you might try coming without it. I am not going to let the months of training I've put into you go to waste. Since this is your first time breaking this rule, you have an option. Either 10 spanks or 10 minutes of edging. Which one? Ooh, I'm so sorry, love, but that was the wrong answer. Now we're going to have to do both. Before we start, tell me what red means. Very good. Red means stop. What does yellow mean? Perfect. I'll slow down if you use it. And finally, what does green mean? It means to keep going, that's right. You're going to use these if I cross the line, understand? That's my good boy. Now follow me to bed. I'm going to want you over my knee for this. Now take off your pants. Do I need to count to three? There you go. No need to be so stubborn. If you didn't want to be spanked, then you should have kept your hands to yourself. But you didn't. Instead, you decided that it was worth whatever punishment comes your way and started to play with my breasts. Can't even use the excuse that you didn't know any better because I warned you, dear. You wanted to feel them. Consequences be damned. Now get over my knee and don't make me ask twice. There you are. Don't care how foolish you feel. You need to learn that you did something wrong. I can't have you thinking it's okay to start touching me without permission. Rule number one is that you can only look. You have to wait for permission to do anything. And then you broke that. So 10 spanks to each cheek. I'll keep count for you. All you have to do is say thank you after each one, understand? Let's see if you can earn back the nickname of good boy, dear. That's one. What do you say? That's what I like to hear. Two. Three. That didn't sound like thank you, love. Try that again. Three. That's better. Four. And don't forget to say it this time. And that five to the right cheek. Let me hear your gratitude. Very nice. Now time to do the other. Are you ready? One. I didn't hear a thank you. Do I have to remind you every time? Let's start over. Ooh, that wasn't a good one. One. Maybe it'll stick in your head this time. Two. Now you're getting the hang of it. Three. I think this might be the return of my good boy. Won't know until we're finished, though. Four. What was that? I don't think I quite heard you. That's better. Just one more and then you're done. Five. What do you say? You're so welcome, love. You're going to think twice about the next time you want to touch without permission, aren't you? Because that's not something that good boys do. Good boys always wait for permission. You made a little mistake and you're almost forgiven, love. There's just one little part left. Did you forget about the edging? You're not getting out of it that easy. That's just not right. You picked the wrong punishment, so that means you get both. It'll help the lesson sink in more. Trust me. What color are you? Then you'll have no problem with me starting to stroke your cock, will you? Standing so proudly. Feels a bit heavy in my hands. So warm against it. Can't help but whine at the attention. I bet your ass is still stinging from your spanking. It only makes the softness in the way I'm touching you feel even better. The pain quickly melts into pleasure as you relax further into me. Reminds me that we should probably start with your cage training, considering your lack of willpower. Would have locked you up in a chastity cage before we went out. That way you would pay proper attention to me. I know it's not exactly your fault, but you do tend to think with your cock, dear. You let it guide your actions. It's the whole reason you're in this predicament. Because you got so hard at just the sight of me. You couldn't settle on just looking at me. You had to touch me yourself. Couldn't have waited an extra 5 minutes for me to get situated. You wanted it when you wanted it. But every action has a reaction. You knew this was going to happen. I warned you, didn't I? You know what happens when you break a rule, love. Do you think it's fun for me to punish you? This hurts me just as much as it hurts you, dear. The only difference is I'm not the one with a spanked ass. That's you. Going to be sore for the next day, aren't ya? Yeah, a nice reminder of why you always follow the rules. Otherwise, you're going to end up in this very same position. Bent over your mistress's knee, being edged. Better hope that you aren't too close already. You still have quite a long way to go. If anything, this only encourages me to keep going at this maddeningly slow pace, absolutely never giving you what you want. You can rock your hips against me, but it's just not going to work. I'm the one in control, love. I'm always the one in charge. Your job is to go along, to do what you're told. And most importantly, make me happy. That's what it means to be a good boy, isn't it? And I want you back on my good side, so you're going to take what you're given. This is what makes me happy, therefore it makes you happy, understand? Making mistress happy is the most important thing for a boy like yourself. You know that. It's how you get rewards like coming. You're not going to come this time. You haven't earned it. By breaking one of the rules today, I don't think you should come at all. Probably would be for the best that after I edge you, I do lock you up so that you don't get the wrong idea. It would be mean to give you false hope, love. After all, I'm only doing what's best for you. You might disagree because you don't know what you need. Always thinking with your cock. If you had actually used that brain of yours, you could have fucked me. But instead, you were impulsive and now you're here. At least you're not being spanked anymore, right? The pain from that almost completely dissipated, replaced by the pleasure from my hand stroking you. Cock twitching, starting to leak cum all over. It's so cute how quickly you lose control. All that pre is so messy. You have no idea how wet it makes me. Might change my whole mind about the no fucking thing. It all depends on how turned on you make me. Why don't you try moaning, dear? You know how I adore your voice. Yeah, that's good. That's really doing it for me. Adore how you sound. Keep it up. Let it all out. Who cares if the neighbors hear? They will know that you can take it like a good boy. It might be a bit embarrassing for you, but it only makes me beam with pride. You're handling your punishment like I knew you would. Making me so happy. Slowly getting back on my good side with every minute. My hands keep a steady pace, continuing to stroke you, running my thumb over the tip, smearing some brie all over it. That's right, don't hold it in. It's not good for you. Let out all those sounds. Let me hear how good it feels to be taken apart. Cock and balls behind your thighs as I continue to stroke you. Bruises forming on your perky ass. This is what a good boy looks like, isn't it? Stay on this behavior and you'll have no problem getting back on my good side. It doesn't bring me joy to punish you, dear. I don't like it any more than you do. But if I were to just let you go around thinking you could do whatever you wanted, then I wouldn't be a very good mistress. The rules are in place for a reason. To help you. And perhaps more importantly, guide you. I give you everything you need to impress me. I tell you what I like, what I want, and all you have to do is make it happen. It's such a simple job that even dogs can do it. But for some reason today, you seem to struggle with it. Not every day is going to be your best, but you were warned. You were told not to touch because it was going to make us late. And now here we are, missing our entire reservation because you couldn't control yourself. We could be eating a nice dinner right now, but instead, you wanted to play a game. Was it because you couldn't tear your eyes from the piercings reflecting in the lights? Were you too distracted by my perky tits that you just had to feel them? Listen to you. Regret is finally starting to sink as you get closer. I'm not going to lie and say that doesn't make me happy. You can't help but whine, feeling me grip your cock tighter, smearing my thumb around the slits, helping you get wetter, making it even easier to grab you firmly and go faster. It just feels so good, doesn't it? Getting closer as the seconds tick on. It must suck knowing that regardless of how close you are, you're just not going to get that release. You didn't earn it. You were naughty, and that's not behavior that's going to be rewarded. You're not allowed to break rules and get away with it, dear. Mistress doesn't tolerate that kind of attitude. There's a zero tolerance policy around here. The only person to blame for this situation is yourself. Moaning as your cock continues to leak all over my hands, making such a big mess on the floor below. You must be really close, huh? Thank you for telling me you were about to come. Because you answered honestly, you're back on my good side, dear. How do you feel? That's good. You think you got any energy left in ya? Then get up, love. Because you are back on my good side and took your punishment so well, there's no reason that I shouldn't feel good either. You have the chance to fuck me, dear. You're going to do all the work and you're going to make me come. Laying backwards and spreading my legs, you're greeted with the familiar sight of my wet pussy. Like what you see here, too? Thought you would. Clit piercing on full display. It almost makes your mouth go dry as you wait for permission on what to do next. Not going to make the same mistake twice in a row. Turns out you can actually learn, but only if an orgasm's on the line. Don't keep me waiting. That'll earn you another punishment. It's time for you to fuck me. And if you're really good, if you do your job just right and make me come, I'll let you cream pie me as a reward. That's right, dear. I bet you've missed this feeling, haven't you? My pussy happily welcomes you inside. Nothing but tight, velvety wetness guiding the way. Can't help but moan at the sensation. Clenching your eyes to block out the rest of the world. It almost feels too good as you move. My pussy immediately clenching around you. That's right. Keep your eyes on me. Reaching out to play with my breasts. You find my hardened nipples brushing against your paw. All pink and begging for attention. The bar of metal through them keeps them like this. The perfect accessory to steal the show as you continue to squeeze. While that feels good for you, it's not the best for me. Don't just stand there playing with my tits and thrusting. Make me feel. You know, touch my clits. This time you have permission. Make me feel good. That's how you get to come inside me. You gotta make me come if you wanna come. Not going to be able to orgasm with only your cock inside me, but you got that? Playing with my clit, yes. Oh, I need more of that. Just like I taught you, love. Come on. Nice and gentle. Yeah, that's good. Oh, that's really good. Now keep that pace while thrusting your hips. Your pleasure comes second to mistress's rights. Because you are a good boy. You feel good by making me feel good. You getting to come is just a side effect of making mistress come, understand? Already so close because you were just edged. Not sure how long you're going to be able to hold out. Seems like you should pay more attention to my clit then. Otherwise, you're going to get too close too fast and just bust a load inside me. And by doing that, you're just going to end up punished again because you hadn't earned it. I said I would only let you cream by me if you made me go. You gotta prove yourself to me. Show me that you can actually handle it. You're doing good so far, but can you keep it up? You're doing a wonderful job of remembering how I like to be touched. Lightly circling my clit, flicking it back and forth. Never pressing too hard. It's just how I like it. Oh, don't stop. Keep going. Love how you take me apart. You always manage to make me feel good. This is what you were trained from the beginning to do. This is what it means to be a good boy. Making your mistress feel like this. Inching me closer to my own release. Oh, yes. I can't get enough of how your cock feels inside me. Your hand working my clit a bit faster, your hips thrusting a bit more. Oh, shit, you look so hot. Oh, I should edge you more often and brings out this sexy feral side to you. I just cannot get enough. That's exactly what I was hoping to feel, dear. You're not holding anything back, just giving it to me as rough and fast as you can. Feels so fucking good. Keep it up. Keep fucking me just like a good boy. Going to earn that cream pie and prove to me that you deserve to fill up my pussy. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, shit, just me. Oh, yeah, that's a spot. It feels so good. It's too much. I can't hold back. You're too good. Oh, come inside me and fill me up. Don't leave me hanging. Come. There's my good boy. I knew he was going to come back to me. What color are you? And I didn't go too far or anything. I know sometimes when I spank you, it can hurt, so I didn't want you to be in any actual pain. Rolling off the bed. Why don't you take my spot? Yeah. Lay down, but make sure your back is facing towards me. I'm sure your ass still feels a little bit sore, right? So make yourself comfortable. I'll be right back with some lotion to massage it in and make it feel a lot better. Don't you dare move a muscle, love.